Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Everything Goes. I am doing an early morning show today, primarily because we don't know what's going to happen the rest of the day. It's like 6 o'clock in the morning, 5:56. And, so I decided to, I'm going to do this recording. You can hear it, I'll post it up later, you can hear it. I know a lot of you want to be in the chat room. And I will do a 6 o'clock show later on as well. So for those of you who, look forward to these shows, I will do another one. It's just that some of you can listen to the show. I don't expect anybody to be in the chat room today right now because, again, I posted it for 6 o'clock, so I'm not really expecting much. And if you happen to have your cell phone on or your computer on, and you see the show, you are welcome to come to the chat room. Again, I'm just going to be doing this as a recording, more or less. Just going to use some pointers really quick. What to do, okay, with your tech. I'm going to give you some simple, cheap, and expensive ways you can, protect your tech. Now, the big thing you got to worry about is 6G, not 5G. 5G is a problem, but 6G is a problem. Hey, Eric, you're in. Okay, I'm just doing a recording now. I'm going to do a show now, and I will do one later, too, just so you know. So you're going to do the simplest way to get the protection that you need for, say, a cell phone or an iPad. get two pieces of cardboard, tape the edges and tape the bottom. But before you do that, tape the inside of the cardboard with copper, preferably bronze or a graphite material. Tape it on the inside and make sure there's enough room when you make the cardboard. Make it like, measure around the phone so it'll slide in easy. Make way for the added volume you're going to put inside the covering. Excuse me. Then what you're going to do is you're going to tape the outside with the copper or graphene or bronze. Well, I'm looking at protecting the tech from 6G. These are more effective to blocking 6G and 5G. It could act as a deflector. And what you also want to do is you want to use the tape on the top to create a flap. You can put a piece of cardboard and glue some Velcro to Velcro it if you can make it tight enough, or just make a flap over and use tape to seal it. That will deflect a 6G signal and maybe a 7G. 5G is a carrier wave. So again, if you have a house made of aluminum or aluminum siding or brick, it should block it. But where it will come through is the window. So you can put up some aluminum shielding there. Go to Lowe's or Rona or Home Hardware or Home Depot in the U.S. Go to Home Depot or Lowe's or Ace Hardware. Or go on uline.com or .ca and order these big rolls of aluminum that they use for reefer units, refrigeration units, where they line up the inside liner to keep everything refrigerated. That's about a quarter inch thick. You can cover all your windows and ground it. Hey, Carvin, how you doing? I'm doing two shows today. This one's going to be a recording. I'm going to be talking about some things that... to help get, because it's October 4 today, right? October 4. So I'm going to try to get, I already started talking about what to do with your cell phone, how to make a pouch for it. Now, if you have the cardboard idea, and you got either a copper mesh or silver mesh, glue it to the cardboard on the inside. No, I didn't fall out of bed. It's because today is October 4th, right? So I don't know what's going to happen during the day. So I figured if I do a recording now, I'll do a show at 6 as well. I'm going to do two of them today. And then I can do this part of the show, again, to help people find ways and means to protect their tech. And then the second part of the show, I'll do something else, or I may repeat the show. I know... weird shit ahead for our sure. Well, remember that song? I see the pair of moon arising. You know, I see trouble on the way. Excuse me. How many of you have been seeing a bunch of different moons? I saw 3 moons in one day. 3. And I wasn't drinking, nor was I any kind of medication. 3 moons. So I think that song, Clearwater Revival, was telling us something. Because that song is all about weather modification and geoengineering. Anyway, to make this pouch, you can do it with tape. You get your box, line up the inside and the outside with either copper tape, bronze tape. aluminum will work too, not as good, but inside and out. Or get the silver mesh or the copper mesh or bronze mesh and glue it to the inside. Make like a little kind of a bag and glue the ends. Do not use a needle or thread. Glue it. Because the moment you sew it, you're going to perforate the fiber and it's going to allow for an opening. And the same thing on the outside, wrap it up, glue it to the outside, and then leave enough so you have a flap that you can flap over, which you can tape shut. The idea here is that you got something to block 6G. And again, for your windows, go to, like I said, okay, in the U.S. and Canada, go to either Lowe's, Rona, Home Depot, Ace Hardware, Home Hardware, or even uline.ca or .com. They got these rolls of aluminum that they use for reefer units. Cover your windows and ground it. Tape, if the windows are wide, use 2 or 3 sheets and tape them together. Okay, tape them together. This way, it will form a better seal. If you want, when you shut down your computer, put either a tarp or that same aluminum material or a copper material and cover your computers. Ground it. If you're not sure, get a box that's either made out of bronze, real bronze, not some steel with some yellow coloring, you know, bronze, or copper or graphite or graphene. What you can do is you can wrap it up in aluminum foil or regular aluminum foil, stick it inside the box, shut the box, wrap that up as well, and you triple layer it. The other thing you can do as well, if you got a microwave, unplug it. Take aluminum foil, put it in the inside so you cover the whole box on the inside with foil. Again, tape it to the back wall, tape it to the sides. Make sure you use aluminum tape in the corners on the bottom. You know, where you got the wall hitting the bottom part and the top part. And again, the back wall, make sure you tape that aluminum foil. And then tape where the door seals shut, put more aluminum there as well. This way, if your seals are leaking, that will prevent any leakage. Put your stuff in the microwave. Okay? This will help tremendously a lot of you to protect some of your tech. Like put your hard drives, your thumb drives, anything that uses any kind of magnetic recording, put it in there. Okay? I have a theory about this October 4 thing. Okay? I just read some stuff about robotoids and what the Russians were doing with them and so forth and so on. I have a feeling what they're doing with this test is to test the anodes. What I mean by that, all those people that took these jabs have the Bluetooth technology. They're like anodes. They can carry a signal. They can spread a signal. They can monitor areas with these people. So what I think they're doing is they're creating a field for more robotoids to be able to function among us. And at the same time, get an actual number of people that got these jabs. This way, they have a clear picture who's got what, who's doesn't got what kind of thing. And at the same time, they have now their DNA on their database. This will all be done by AI. So I think this is what they're doing. I think this is where they're going. Wow, I got people in the chat room. I didn't think anybody show up because I didn't put the right time in the show. I was just going to do a recording, but that's cool. I'm glad you're all here. Thanks for coming in. So this is my thing on this. Now, there's been some people coming out saying, quit going with the fear mongering or fear porn. These people are stupid. They are fucking stupid. The thing about all of this is nobody knows for certain what's going to happen today because now it's been voiced. The governments are monitoring all this activity. And when somebody tells you don't do anything, that's when you need to realize maybe you should do something. Don't ever lay your guard down because somebody tells you don't do something. Especially if you're hearing this much static going around. And some people say, well, we've heard all this shit before and nothing happened. That may be true. But the reason maybe nothing happened is because everybody got ready for it. Now, if it doesn't happen today, it's supposed to happen on October 11th. And in Canada, it's supposed to also have, again, the date I've got anyway, was also October 11th. Now, someone's saying November, but I heard October 11th. So either way, get prepared. Get prepared. Now, on the same token, if you got any information on your computer that is valuable, burn them on a DVD. Have a DVD player with a monitor. Because EMPs don't affect DVDs. Okay, it doesn't affect them at all. Unless something's changed with the technology that I'm not aware of. But back up everything on a DVD. Go buy 50 or 100 of them and start burning every day. You know, I did that already with some of my stuff already. I got three backups already backed up on DVDs. And I'm working on a fourth one right now. So this is something that you may want to consider. Any banking information shouldn't even be on your computer in the first place. Any driver's license, passport numbers, social insurance numbers, social security numbers shouldn't be on there. Put them on a DVD. Mark it. Personal. Mark it. You know, whatever. But keep that shit off your computer. That's the last thing you do because these things are so hackable today. Nobody has any real security. Everyone says, well, go on Pronto Mail. Go here. Then nobody's got security. Even if you got 99 firewalls, the government can crash your firewalls like in seconds, especially with the AI network that they have. If the AI network can hack Washington, D.C. in like 2 minutes, or 3 minutes, or 10 minutes, whatever the time frame is, can hack Washington, D.C., and can hack Beijing in about the same amount of time, what about your little honky-donky computer? Shit. A nanosecond. It's in. Oh, look what we got here. Look what we got here. You know, that kind of thing. So again, get prepared. These are some ideas, you know. Anything you've got of any pertinence, if you're going to put it on a hard drive, wrap it up, like I said, either in a, take a cardboard box, wrap it around your phone, again, give yourself about a half inch leadway, because you may need to put a graphene sheet in there, or you may need to put a copper sheet, or a silver sheet, or anything that you can find that's called diamagnetic. Don't, just like these guys are telling you graphene's magnetic, they're full of shit. It's conductive and it repels magnetic fields. That's the term you need to know. Under a microscope, the surface of these little hexagonal glitter-like objects appear to be oscillating in either perturbation and in so doing and emitting light. Yep, biophotonics. Info is transmitted within itself and looks, yep, we've been telling you that for 15 years. These things can communicate. They self-assemble, self-repair, self-replicate. So this is further, again, information regarding to the how these things can talk to each other and network with each other. I have a video that shows fuzz-like entities that are clearly intelligent? Do you know anything about this technology? Speak. Yeah, I told you. We've been talking about that for 15 years. That's your nanotechnology. That's your AI software. So again, you know, you have this in your body. You have this in your food. You have this in the air. You have this in your water. There's no part of this planet that doesn't have this shit in it. I'm going to talk today about the orgasmically organic. Oh, it just gives you an orgasm just saying the word orgasmically organic. Woo! Somebody else commented on my BitChute channel on the organics and came right out and basically said what I've been telling everybody for a long time. And there are no organics. Period. It's growing out in the field. It's growing out anywhere outside. Organics doesn't exist. Between the glyphosates and the pesticides and the endocrine disrupting chemicals, they've been straying the field for the last 50 years across the planet. Doesn't matter if you're in Europe. Doesn't matter if you're in the USA, Australia, the Baltic region, East Bloc, Central, Western Europe, Africa. You know, the Mediterranean, Middle East, you know, the Near East. You are eating GMOs. You are eating genetically engineered nano operating systems inside your food supply today. Everybody's been eating this shit for the last 50 years because they told us, well, whatever they told. They told us. Well, like, you know, they basically treated us like mushrooms. They basically treated us like mushrooms. Fed a lot of shit and kept in the dark. And today, people are waking up, but they've already been affected. Wow, we got 19 people in the chat room. I'm really surprised. These are the diehards. Anyway, so I'm gonna play a video on that as well. I'm going to play a video on the Robotoids. Just to show you how far we are. See, all these towers are putting up, these are not just for cell phones. They had some other shit in mind. And in order to power a Robotoid or a robot to do the jobs that we're doing, since they're going to replace us, that's their intent, they have to have an energy field for these things to be able to draw energy from, to be able to accomplish and do all the work that they want them to do. Because if you look at cell tower map of Canada, we don't have a Canada. We're just one big effing antenna from Newfoundland all the way to the Yukon. One big antenna. Same in the United States through cell tower map of USA. Shit, from Minnesota east. You know, there is no United States. It's just antenna. When you get further west, it gets more sporadic, but there's a dense population of these antennas all over the place. But from Minnesota, east of Minnesota, so if you took Minnesota and went all the way down to Texas and went all the way east to Florida and up to Maine, holy jumping, it's just one big antenna. You know, it was a nice surprise to see you here. Where are you at? I thought you were in Texas. Aren't you in Texas? Huh. Because it's 6:20 in the morning here. Oh, you're in Australia? Oh, hey. Well, I got two Aussies in here then tonight. I got Helen and you. I thought you were in Texas. I don't know why I thought you were in Texas. Wouldn't make sense that in lieu of or in light of the understanding that computer programming is done in code, or what could could be called a cipher if Lou is light, the light reflecting off your forehead and the mouse in your right hand. Well, you got Li-Fi. Li-Fi, all these CFL lights you have, that's Li-Fi. They can actually transmit programs to your computer with that. They're telling you in the future, Wi-Fi won't be around. It'll all be Li-Fi. As soon as you turn on the lights, your computer will come on and engage. So we got photonics, cymatics, we've got electromagnetics. Currently, the technology we have today is too bulky and too costly. So as they switch over to a more fiber optic kind of network, your computers will be a lot smaller, if they even exist, if they're not holographic. Yeah. I've never seen a left-handed mouse using it to access the market. Okay, I'm not sure what that means. So anyway, these are some of the things you can do. If you got a container of brass, now sometimes you have these old jewelry boxes made of brass. Put your tech inside of it. Okay. Now, like I said, nobody knows for sure if anything's going to happen today. But with everybody talking about this, they may postpone it because now everybody's on their guard. And they may decide to do it October 11th or October 14th. That's what they're talking about in Canada. But I believe they're going to hit us here today too, because whatever the U.S. does, we do. You know, monkey see, monkey do. Oh, Canada, dum, dum, dum. You know, it's one of those songs. Eric from Newfoundland knows the song. I think it's in here somewhere. Let's see what we got. Let's see. Not far from you. Okay. She's talking to somebody. All righty. So when we're looking at, you know, the technological assault, all these people emitting a Bluetooth technology, you may not want to be around too many of them today, because the infection rate may actually increase just by being around these people because of what they're going to transmit. Okay? They will transmit frequencies, and if you happen to be in the proximity, you know, they're telling you to stay 6 feet apart. Well, you may need to stay maybe further. So when you're out there today, wear your ionizers if you have them. You know, put some shielding over your chest and back, like a poncho. I got a copper sheet that I made, and I reinforced it with more copper. So when I go out, I got this poncho I put on, which then I got a shirt that goes over that, so you don't even know I have it on. I look like the Hulk kind of thing, or big guy kind of thing. Again, you know, have magnets all around your car. If you got strong magnets, if you want to put something in the car, again, I would probably suggest using the copper sheets that you can buy, or get a tarp, go to the hardware store or the auto parts store and get some copper paint and paint your tarp. And then put it on the inside on the roof of your car, and then ground it. Anything coming from above that will hit the car could possibly be deflective if it's not a photonic energy. So that's another idea you can do. Hold on. You can do the same idea. Let's say you have an aluminum foil and you don't have the thick aluminum refrigerated stuff. Take the foil, get a big piece of cardboard or tarp, and tape the foil from one end to the other, tape it along the way. Go and just do one side at a time. Then when you go back across, make sure you overlay or overlap the aluminum, and then take aluminum tape and tape that so that there's no seam. And repeat the process until you cover one side of the tarp. Flip it over and repeat the process. Hang it up on your wall, hang it up on the window, and make sure you ground it. If you can get any mirrors, any kind of mirror that can fit over a window, that will bounce a photonic beam, laser. So this is something else you can do as well. Some of the ideas that I'm giving you. If you can build a toroidal fan, like I showed you on YouTube and on BitChute, that toroidal bubble has a scattering effect in your rooms. That too can deflect some of the things that are coming through. If you're in front of your computer today, or if you're found with any kind of electronic that can be hacked, wear ground. You don't need a frequency coming through a Wi-Fi network or through some kind of modem that you have or through your monitor that can hit you and cause you duress. Ground yourself. Okay, if you want to wear a copper shielding in front of you, like I said, make a poncho and then wrap it around. So again, these are things that you can do. These are ideas I'm giving you right now. Again, you want to fortify your body as well with iodine, borax, sulfur, any kind, MSM, NAC, anything like that. This will help, again, reinforce your body. If you can find the herb called Rhodiola rosea, it also protects the genetic code, just like iodine. So you got two winning combinations there, things that you can use to help further protect you from, because all the stuff that we're dealing with is all radiation of one sort of another. Yeah. Currently, I'm currently in Turkey using Turkish SIM card. Will I still be affected? I don't know if Turkey's in on it. I know part of Europe is, Canada is, U.S. is. When you come home, you may get, your phone may get hit. So if you're over there, I would probably tell you to go get a copper sheet or brass, which might be better. Make a pouch out of it. Make sure it's sealed properly. Glue, like I said, get a box, size of your phone, or a little bit bigger, maybe about an inch. Put the brass on the inside that you're going to put the phone against. Seal the outside, like wrap it up and tape it up. Put the brass on the outside. Make sure it's sealed. Make sure you glue it. Don't stitch it. And put a flap so that it will flap over the top part. And then tape it with some tape. This way it seals it completely. Because when you come back, the signals may still be going on. You know, you're out of the country, so they know you're out of the country. So they're now, when you come back into the country, that phone is going to be, here I is, here I is, here I is, here I is. So it's going to let them know you're there. So you may want to keep that phone off the system. You might want to get another phone. And anything that you have in that phone, all of you, any of you have anything of any importance on your phone, download it to a DVD. Put it in a DVD. You should be doing this stuff anyway. You should be doing backups anyway. So put it on a DVD. This way your phone can't get hacked and information can't be pulled out. I was looking at pop-up mosquito bed tents. Cheap enough, good to use. So put, yeah, I would use it. Some of them are made with an aluminum mesh on top of that. So all you'd have to do basically is put a sheet on the bottom of the tent, if it doesn't have it already. Like, cut, you know, go get a screen and put it on the bottom. Again, tape it to the edges with aluminum tape and then run a ground to it. You know, that should, again, act as a deflector, because you don't want just the shielding, because if they get hit with enough beams, it's going to create a capacitance inside. You'll literally be sitting in a capacitor. Would it affect an old style? You know what? I probably wouldn't risk it. I probably would tell you, take the SIM card out of it at least and put that, and again, download that data. So if it does affect that phone, or if it does hack you, or hack the phone to hack you, that card is no longer there. Your data is somewhere else. This is all about spying on people. Well, you've all heard, right, about Canada. Oh, Canada. It's called Canada. They want to take away our free speech. They want all the podcasters to register. Because they don't want free speech. Yeah, I've been telling it to you like it is, as it is, and how it is for how long, you know. And I've not pulled any punches when I've said what I've said. They don't want people to hear this. They do not want people to hear the truth. The biggest problem we have in Canada are Canadians that don't want to grow up, that don't want to face reality. They don't want to face what's coming. They figure that they can kiss the government's ass long enough, they'll get away with it. But that's not going to work this time, you know. So this is what we're dealing with in this country. And mark my words, if it's going to be going on here in Canada, the rest of the Commonwealth is going to get it too. And so is the rest of the world. It's always, remember, America's number one. America, number one. Number one. Yeah, number one. No. So they're the number one guinea pigs. So they'll bring it there, work it out, and then spread it. Because the American Empire, you know, covers the whole planet pretty much, right? So here we go. So Canada was such a beautiful place. Didn't think of moving there a while back. But wow, I cannot believe. Oh, no, you don't want to come to Canada. I'll tell you straight out, do not come to this. This is done. Canada, done. This is one country that doesn't like Europeans and it doesn't like Americans. It loves people from undeveloped countries that don't speak the language, don't know the culture, and are stupid. These they want. Bring them in. They want to get rid of all the European or European descent. They want to get rid of all cultural ideas that are tied to anything to the Commonwealth. The concepts of democracy and freedom of speech. Oh, well. Oh, well. I have an electric microscope and sputter coder so I can create plasma in my garage. If these are clandestine or other uses for equipment today, I wouldn't play with that if I were you. Those are operating systems you're dealing with. And electron microscope doesn't tell you the full tale. Go look up Rice University telepheresis. Okay, go look up Rice University on YouTube and look up telepheresis. In fact, hold on. I may even have a place here. Give me a second. Let's see here. Where was it? Was it this one? Yeah, here you go. Copy link. I don't know how you're going to do this. Okay, you may not be able to copy the link, but this is the link. You can go on TikTok. Okay. This guy is showing you what happens when you send a frequency through this stuff. I know about the rice. I have ion. Okay. Here's machine. Okay. So what's this? Okay. Well, this guy is showing you how these things can get activated. If this gets into your skin, if it penetrates any way, shape, or form, you're going to have hell for the next 10 years. So again, do what you will. The only way you can get them out or shut them down is either with an EMP, a high volume electrostatic charge, a high voltage charge, or a combination thereof. That's just to shut them down. Then you have to strip it out. So we're, like I said, this is a whole new world of fun and games today. I just showed people an apple this week that's loaded with nanotechnology. And I have a theory that what they're doing with the food supply now is when you go into the grocery store in the produce section, the fruit and the produce will look pretty, look wholesome. And then when you get them home, it almost rots right away. Well, wow, live show at 3:30 a.m. What a nice surprise. Well, Jesus Christ, the truth, I was doing a recording primarily because I don't know what's going to happen later on. I'm going to do a 6 o'clock show as well. But I wanted to get this one out early so that people will have a chance to You know, if they hear the show early enough, maybe they can get prepared to do, you know, protect their data, hide their data, protect their data, that kind of thing, you know, because again, we're no longer, you know, we don't really know what's going to happen today. Yeah. So I don't know how much you caught of the show, but I've been telling people how to build things and what to do and how to block things and stuff like that. So again, it's the 6G I'm talking about, not 5G. 5G, I don't even bother with it because all 5G is a carrier. And like I said, a brick house, an aluminum-sided house will block that. And your house, if your houses are grounded, it'll just redirect it anyway. It's when you have the 6G, 5G will come through a window. You know, 6G comes through everything. So if you can do anything you can to create a deflection, it's going to save you a lot of grief, you know. So that's why I decided to do the show. I'm going to play something. This is about the Robotoids. I don't know, Robotoids, or should I? Give me a second here. Give me a second. There's another one I liked here. Okay, that's the organic. Where the heck did that one go? Give me a second. There's one here where there's a little girl. A four-year-old girl, and she talks about, I'm going to play this. Now, this is a four-year-old girl. If I was 4 years old today, I'd have taken her out. I'd have dated her on an ice cream date. This first, we've got to go through the political bullshit. So I'm going to play this first, and then you can hear this four-year-old girl. I was like, oh, look at this. There is hope. Hold on a second. Here we go. Where you go? Shit. Can you guys hear it? Can you guys hear it or no? Let me know. No sound, of course. Give me a second. I come prepared. I got my copper on. Hold on. Let's see here. Which one is it? Oh, nope, not this one. Oh, nope, not that one. That one has some strong language. Nope. Give me a second here. I'll get it. Give me 1 minute. I just got to go back and find it here. Oh, is it this one? Nope, this one. Okay, I got to download you. Download. Yep. Okay. All right, I'm going to play it. You should be able to hear it. Just let me know if you can hear it, okay? Hold on. This is so cool.
Can men get pregnant?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
Okay. Define what a woman is.
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
There are people who identify women as different genders who are capable of getting pregnant. That is my position on this. I am not going to feed more into the bigotry of that question.
So what is this right here?
The pelvis. It's the only bone in the body that's gender specific. Which means it's different in boys and girls.
Is it?
Yes. The pelvis is dropped to protect the organs used for digesting and reproduction.
Which means growing babies.
Man, if I was 4 years old, I'd take her out for an ice cream. What a hoot. The pelvis, it protects the digestive system and the reproductive system. It's gender specific. And you can have babies. What a hoot. Anyway, you know, I had to play that. I thought that was so cool. 4 years old. 4 year old, you know, she's not Canadian, that's for sure. Because if she was Canadian and she was 4 years old, she'd be on the government's nipple. I 4 year old, I need a nipple. This one, gotta be, I don't know where she's from, but definitely has a brain. Definitely has the brain, you know. And so it's really, I was just, you know, I enjoyed that. And here you got, and these are adults. These are effing adults that cannot define what a man and a woman are. I find that so anatomically, if you look down, you obviously can see a difference, you know. Some have plumbing and some don't. Some connect to the plumbing. Some connect their plumbing to the connector. We know this is how it works usually, right? Yet, for some reason, grown adults cannot figure out that what their gender is. It's amazing to me. Just amazing. You know, how... Obviously, these people have never had a sex education class, which I'm sure today they're going to change. I'm sure today they're going to program students with these ideas that just because you're in a body doesn't mean this is your gender. It's when I think about history, and you go all the way back to Sodom and Gomorrah, you go all the way back to Babylon, Persia, Greece, Egypt, Atlantis, Rome. God seemed to have a problem with that idea that you're going to alter the gender of people. I mean, he just torched Sodom and Gomorrah. You know, they just found it not too long ago. Or maybe they found it a long time, but I just seen them that they found it not too long ago. You know, I don't want to be in America or Canada when God gets pissed off. I just don't want to be here. You know, I'm one of those people that believe in the gender concept. You know, I'm a male, you're a female, I'm a man, you're a woman. You know, I'm all for that. You know, that works really good. I've always been under the philosophical belief that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's how I look at it. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And if it's working fine, don't change it. You know, why ruin a good thing? But anyway, this is, I heard that. I'm hearing this gal in the courtroom, and she can't figure out what the gender is. I mean, are you kidding? Then I saw something. A buddy of mine sent me something from Walmart. This woman was stealing or something, and the guard wasn't going to let her out, and she went apeshit. I mean, apeshit. I thought I heard her growl. This woman got possessed. Now, I don't know if the jab opened the door for her to get possessed. I don't know. But I have to think that what the stupidity that I'm seeing today, it's like... stupid. I mean, the stupid. I have to think that these people are being replaced. Robotoids are filling the gap. That's what my thinking is. I'm going to play this thing about robotoids. I think you're going to find it fascinating. I've been talking about the subject for a while, and then now I found a article on it, or not an article, a video on it. Hopefully it will play. Ah, here we go. You know what? I'm going to see first if I got a copy. Give me 1 second here because I don't want to... let me try. Let me know if you can hear it, okay? Let me know if you can hear it. Hold on. Now, this is about robotoids and synthetic automatons.
Number 3. 5 months ago, I reported that Russia had begun deploying an astonishing new intelligence weapon. These are the organic robotoids, artificial robot-like living creatures that simulate human beings. By introducing the robotoids, the Russians were able to make a shambles of the Bolshevik plans then in progress. Preparations were moving fast for a new Bolshevik revolution here in the United States, but the Russian robotoids stopped it cold. Even more importantly, the joint Bolshevik and Zionist Middle East war plan was thwarted, at least for the time being. This prevented the Bolsheviks from going ahead with the rest of their plan for an American nuclear first strike against Russia. Since that time, the Russians have been pressing forward with their robotoid takeover of the United States. Within weeks, the year-and-a-half Salt II stalemate vanished, and the treaty was signed in Vienna. And for months now, major surprises have been peppering the news, which are the direct result of Russia's robotoid invasion. I alerted you to watch for these in audio letter 46 and have commented on them as they have taken place. In topic number two, I pointed out the continuation of the Senator Church robotoid strategy to undo the Cuba crisis and save Salt II. And this month, there continue to be important new developments in Russia's robotoid takeover here. A very important case has to do with America's new relations with Red China. In 1978, the Carter administration was in a state of panic over Russia's newly deployed Russian military power in space. The so-called China card policy was the result. America suddenly dumped Taiwan and recognized Red China last December. But the Russians are working fast to unravel the ties between the United States and China. Russia is determined to reestablish her own working relationship with China. This month, talks are continuing between Russian and Chinese officials in Moscow with this goal in view. And suddenly, just this month, a federal district judge has ruled that it is illegal for President Carter to breach the treaty with Taiwan. Instead, he says, Congress must be consulted. Only last June, the same judge had refused to rule in the case. But since then, Russia's robotoid takeover here has changed things. And so, out of the blue, has come the surprise thunderbolt of this ruling. It could hardly be better calculated to shake Chinese confidence in the United States. And it comes at the very moment when Red Chinese negotiators are staring across the table at their Russian counterparts in Moscow. In every possible way, the Russians are trying to make use of their robotoid advantage while they can. Because there is a lesson which runs throughout military history, and the Russians know it well. That lesson is that when one side in a conflict develops a new weapon, the other side will soon counter it with a similar weapon. So a new weapon can decide a conflict only if it is used quickly. In audio letters 46 and 47, I reported that robotoid technology in the United States is far behind that of Russia. But now, the Bolshevik and Zionist enemies of Russia have achieved their own surprise. The Rothschild interests, which control both movements, have for many years been deeply involved in biological research of all kinds. They have not succeeded in learning the secrets of the Russian robotoids, but they have achieved success with something similar. They are called synthetic automatons, or simply synthetics. A Rothschild synthetic is similar to a Russian robotoid in certain ways. Each is an artificial life form designed to simulate a human being. But synthetics also differ from robotoids in important ways. For one thing, they are generated by radically different techniques. Both utilize genetic samples from actual humans as their starting point. But beyond that, everything is different. The Russian process is a close relative of recombinant DNA techniques involving bacteria. Details of the process are shrouded in great secrecy, but it enables Robotoids to be generated from scratch very rapidly. The Raw Shield process, by contrast, does not start from scratch. Instead, certain tissues extracted from cattle are the starting point. The synthetic is then generated in a process that changes the genetic makeup in order to simulate a person being copied. It is the outgrowth of a discovery made 20 years ago in France. The experiment involved two species of ducks called khaki Campbells and white Pekins. The landmark duck experiment of 1959 was reported in a book titled The Biological Time Bomb by Gordon Rattray Taylor. It was published in 1968 by the New American Library, New York, New York. Taylor described the experiment in the words, quote, "They had extracted DNA from the cells of the khaki Campbells and had injected it into the white Pekins, thinking that just possibly the offspring of the latter might show some character derived from khaki Campbells. To their astonishment, the actual ducks they injected began to change. Their white feathers darkened, and their necks began to take on the peculiar curve which is a mark of the khaki Campbell," unquote. Beginning with that clue of 2 decades ago, the Raw Shield synthetic process has been developed in secret. And now, my friends, synthetics are beginning to appear on the scene. Earlier this month, on October 9, Carter Robotoid number 18 was scheduled to hold a news conference. 3 days earlier, Brezhnev number 2 had made his proposals in East Berlin for military reductions in Europe. Robotoid 18 had been programmed to react positively to the proposals, but instead, our alleged president said, quote, "I think it's an effort designed to disarm the willingness or eagerness of our allies adequately to defend themselves," unquote. The Russians were dumbfounded. This was a fresh Robotoid. Surely the recurring instability problem could not be showing up this fast. After the news conference, he was bundled off for examination and testing, and that produced the second surprise. It was not Robotoid 18 at all, but a synthetic. The synthetic was then transported to Novosibirsk for further study. There, Robotoid scientists were able to establish an important and unpleasant fact. The source of the genetic material used in generating the synthetic had been Robotoid 18. And whereas the Russian Robotoids vary somewhat from one to another, the synthetic was virtually identical in appearance to the missing Robotoid 18. But an important favorable fact was also discovered. The synthetics are inferior mentally to the Robotoids. It is not yet clear how fast the Bolsheviks will be able to deploy their synthetics. But the guerrilla war between the Raw Shield synthetics and the Russian Robotoids is already beginning. The Carter synthetic on October 9 was a shock to the Russians, and yet they have known for months that the synthetics would soon appear. For that reason, the Russians are beginning to re-emphasize their other weapons in their battle against the Bolsheviks here in America. As of now, they are beginning to use geophysical warfare again as part of their overall campaign to whittle away at the danger of nuclear war. On October 16, Chairman Hua of China was in France trying to buy Mirage fighters, among other things. But the Russians sent a clear message to both France and China that they should forget the whole idea. That day, a Russian geophysical warfare weapon was set off in an undersea trench in the Mediterranean off Nice, France. It produced a sudden ebb tide followed by a tidal wave that smashed 36 miles of the French Riviera. It was a new experience for the French, but not for Chairman Hua. The Russians used geophysical warfare to give him a message a year ago, as I reported in audio letter 38. But for us Americans, it is now coming closer to home. In audio letter 41, I reported the planting of 46 bombs underground for earthquake generation in California. During the past few months, the Russians have been setting off preliminary quakes with gradually rising strength. On August 6th, the strongest quake in 68 years, 5.9 on the Richter scale, shook San Francisco. And this month, on October 15, a Richter 6.4 quake was set off in Southern California. The Russians are becoming convinced that their robotoids will not be enough to stop the Bolsheviks. As I have reported in recent months, they have been slowed by troubles with the robotoids. And now they are faced with the added problem of the Rothschild synthetics. And so, rather than let the Bolsheviks regroup and launch nuclear war, the Russians are turning once again to geophysical warfare, including weather warfare. The West Coast is a prime target because of the heavy concentrations of aerospace and military activity there. The Kremlin is debating whether the time has come after all to unleash the great man-made catastrophe on America's West Coast. Until next month, God willing, this is Dr. Beter. Thank you, and may God bless each and every one of you.
His name is Dr. Beter. He called himself Dr. Beter. I'm thinking, I don't know. Dr. Beter. It's an enticing name to come see a doctor. What are you going to see? Dr. Beter. No. Imagine that. The interesting thing about all this, in the last 15 years, we've been talking about nanotechnology, targeted individuals, frequencies, AI, synthetic biology, you're kidding. The U.S. just voted to allow the sale of aborted embryos. Are you kidding? Of course. Why not? Why not? They're getting rid of a wave of I call NPCs, because this is their name, not me. Their wave of NPCs, which are basically useless people, fill-ins. You got real people, and you got all these crazy people around you. And I think, I'm not sure, but I think that, this is part of our test to see if we can see the bullshit through the bullshit and be able to see the truth, irrespective of a lie or whatever. Because, how many of you have grown up and met people that were just not wrapped too tight? Or perhaps extremely violent or had violent tendencies, or perhaps just did things without any remorse. Have you come across these kind of people that seem to have this viewpoint that, a little bit strange? They all may have been NPCs. They may have all been people that were just filling the stage. Props kind of thing. I heard about the incubators a couple months ago. How they were incubating people in the early 1900s through incubators. We have incubators now. We have incubating stations. I actually showed it in one of the shows. Most people I meet seem to have no remorse. Yep. So again, I think what we're seeing is they're going to wipe out a bunch of them. They have served their purpose. They're going to wipe out a bunch of us too, because we can think. They don't want thinkers. They want obedient slaves. And they really don't need a lot of obedient slaves anymore, because they got machines that can do just about anything we can do. It's amazing to see how de-evolution has come about. And when you look at early movies and, you know, black and whites back, dating back 1920s, whatever, you ever notice how impoverished they were back then? How people were very impoverished? It seemed to me that the globalists of the time kept people hungry, kept people starving. And we've all seen that meme video where the guy goes into a 15-minute gulag, and every month he gets a check, and they deduct everything from his check, his food allowance, his rental allowance, you know, and then he's got to wear a mask, and they got patrols with drones and all this stuff. It's an Orwellian, an advanced Orwellian, I don't know what you'd call it. It's an advanced Orwellian POW camp, an isolated POW camp. So when we're looking at a lot of things that are going on and how we're being railroaded, and what I find astounding more than anything, how so many people are not aware of the fact that this is going on. How so many people don't even want to know the fact. And how many of them still haven't grown up? People say, well, you got to wake up. You got to wake up. We've been saying that for 3.5 years. You got to wake up. They ain't waking up. The reason why they ain't waking up, because they don't want to grow up. Imagine that. Imagine that. Most people are not people. They're robots. Yeah, I would say that too. I would agree with you. I grew up in Detroit growing up as a young, as a kid. And I've always been an observer. I've always felt that in my mind, I've always been observing things. And where I grew up, it was pretty much predominantly African-American, which I really never had a problem, to be honest with you, anybody. Yeah, you know, verbiage here and there, but there was really never any, I never really had any problems. You knew your role, and you knew the pecking order, and you knew where not to go, and you knew where you could go. And then when I went to school, that was a bizarre experience. My whole elementary school, I was one of those kids that was just oblivious to everything. You know, I was one of those kids that just, you know, I did my assignments, scored really high academically, and that was a big no-no in the school I went to. They wanted everybody to be stupid. They wanted everybody to be dumb. They wanted everybody to be just factory workers or slaves. And here I came along. There was like 7 or 8 of us in the class that were like all bubbly, you know, and we could figure things out, that kind of thing. That was hell to pay for 8 years, you know. So this actually went on, and I never realized at that time that the experiments were going on with a lot of people in the school, in that school. And a lot of them were just, I'm telling you, brain dead. One functioning cell that controlled the whole autonomous nervous system. You know, that was it. That's all they had. One functioning brain cell. I'm telling you, the violence that you'd see coming from these people was unbelievable. Now, when I got out of high school, high school was a whole different experience. But there were a lot of people in high school, same thing. You know, I had a graduating class of 350 people. Only 275 actually graduated. And out of that 275, only about 180 or 170 of them could actually read and write. The rest couldn't. To sign their name on the check, the guy told me he'd put an X in front of the teller at the bank. We're talking 1970s. If I knew then what I know now, if I knew then what I know now, I never would have went to high school. It was the biggest waste of time in my life. I would have studied money. I would have studied other things that I could do to make myself completely self-sufficient, knowing what I know now. But school was the biggest waste of time. And I would tell parents, don't send your kids to school. get them books to read. Hook them up to workshops where they can go and actually work on the things that they're reading. Tesla said it right. All these people you see out here with PhDs, basically it means pile higher and deeper. And that's exactly what it means. Piled higher and deeper. Most of those people can read a book. Most of those people can